Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
So I take 1 week off for Thanksgiving and look what happened in Denver. But we don't have any time to worry about that now because the Patriots are back at it against Philadelphia. I think the biggest reason the Patriots are no longer unbeaten is because they could not stop the run in Denver. There was a lot of reasons for that. First of all, the Broncos ran the ball very well. Give them credit for that. But also, the injuries are really starting to pile up on defense as well. Jamie Collins missed the game. Dante Hightower left the game. I think that was a big impact on why the Patriots suddenly had problems stopping the run. I look for that to get better this week. Philadelphia is not as strong running the football. Their big free agent, DeMarco Murray, hasn't really gotten on track. Ryan Matthews has been hurt. Darren Sproles more of a third down back. I think you have a chance to get Collins back in the lineup this week. We'll see about Hightower. But in any regard, whatever the personnel is, the Patriots need to be better up front. Offensively, this one to me comes down to protecting the football. That's really the only way Philadelphia stops anybody right now is they take the ball away. They have done that 21 times, 12 interceptions. Otherwise, they really have struggled defensively, especially in the secondary. Look at all the touchdown passes they've allowed in recent weeks, 10 of them the last two games. It is one guy that really troubles me on this Philadelphia defense. That's Fletcher Cox. Defensive lineman, very disruptive player, 5.5 sacks, leads the team. They need to keep track of where he is, make sure he doesn't disrupt the game. But as long as Tom Brady gets some time, protects the football, the Patriots should have some success. Really, the Patriots coming off their first loss. Going to be interesting to see how they react here from the intangible side of things. I don't think that they have anything really to worry about. They're still in control of the division. More importantly, they're in control of the conference. I still think they have the inside track to get the number one seed. You just have to come out and play football. You're missing a lot of pieces still. Julian Edelman is not going to play. Rob Gronkowski probably not going to be on the field. You might get Danny Amendola back. So find a way to move the football with these missing pieces. Tom Brady has done a really good job of that in the past. I expect him to continue that against an overmatched Philadelphia team. I really don't see any trouble in this game. The Patriots walk away with a 27-10 victory.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.